This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
As millions of Americans travel for the holidays, the airports are expected to be busier than they've ever been during the Christmas and New Year's holidays. The AP's Ed Donahue.
At the airports, memories are still fresh of last year's holiday meltdown at Southwest Airlines. 2 million travelers were stranded. Anna Zappa made it back home from Santiago, Chile.
We drove to the airport at 5 p.m. and then I landed in Houston this morning at 5 a.m. and wow. I fell asleep right at the gate waiting for my flight to Chicago.
Maggie Terrell took the chance and flew standby from New York to O'Hare.
Which the week of holiday, you know, is tricky to do, and I made it on the second try, so I'm feeling really lucky.
The FAA says it is creating more air traffic routes, especially along the East Coast, to help keep planes moving over the holidays. But weather could be a factor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Yeah, parts of Southern California expected to get thunderstorms through today that could lead to flooding. Russia says there are challenges with a possible prisoner exchange with the U.S.
A Russian official says the U.S. is hampering a prisoner exchange with unequal demands. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says talks with the U.S. on a potential prisoner exchange that would free Americans held in Russia are hampered by publicity and an alleged disparity in the American negotiating stance. The State Department said last week that Russia's rejected several proposals for freeing Paul Whelan, an American convicted of espionage, and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was detained in March. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Over 20,000 Palestinians have now died in Gaza since the war began between Israel and Hamas. That from health officials in Gaza. Gymnast Simone Biles is the AP Female Athlete of the Year. This is AP News. Now to Santa's buddies.
The military command that protects North American airspace is again ready to welcome an old friend this year who might be using new technology. For the 68th year, NORAD will track Santa using radars, sensors, fighter jets.
The same technology we use every single day to keep North America safe to track Santa on December 24th.
Colonel Elizabeth Mathias says he might have some secrets up his red sleeve.
I don't know yet if he's using AI. I'll be curious if our assessment of his flight this year shows us some advanced capabilities.
Starting Sunday, Mathias says kids can watch Santa's travels via NORADSanta.org's Santa cams and track him via social media platforms, Alexa and elsewhere. Or they can call 1-877-HI-NORAD for updates from its Colorado headquarters. I'm Sagar Meghani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.